So what I'm going to do is I'm going to perform one from my new album called But Wait, There's More. It's over there on this. And this one, yes, and official Luke Ski moment. And this one, and Carl Brown bought a copy, yay. And this one, a lot of other people in the dementia community contributed to this one as well, including some people that either are or were in the audience. Let's go. Oh, God, who's calling me now? Hey, Art, what's up?
In an upcoming LaCrosse live-action movie, they've got Ashley Simpson playing Mimi. The Zen Trader better look out.
Like, what? They're going to be held back by the force of bad corporate pop?
The next season's family died. Peter and Brian accidentally eat each other's farts.
You know, I think the writers can think of something better than that.
Well, that's funny, isn't it?
No.
I heard that in book 8 of Harry Potter, Hermione and Harry have kids, and one of them is named Voldemort. I read it on spoilersfortherestofus.com.
Isn't that Luke's domain? At the fan conventions and internet boards, I'm always there chatting with the hordes of nerds and geeks from faraway lands who make up the bulk of media fans. They want to know what's coming next in superpowers and sci-fi and sex, who's coming back and who got fired. It's endless talk and I'm sick and tired of
fans accusations.
I'm sick of all the rumors I hear regarding all the fandoms that I hold dear. They don't make any sense, but yet they still spread. And I'll be hearing them until I drop dead.
In the next Star Trek movie, the Federation's in shambles. And only Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Captain Sisko, and Captain Janeway can set it straight again.
Oh yeah, what about Archer?
When The Simpsons finally ends, everyone is going to turn out to be secretly in love with Flanders.
Even Homer? I seriously doubt that. Studios want the plots kept fresh, but fans see through the security mesh. Stories leak from their workers too, and we knew Torchwood was Doctor Who, but disinfo trails are often kept for the fans less than adept. Still other stories just made up mire, and they're still believed. That's why I tire of
fans' accusations.
I'm sick of all the rumors I hear regarding all the fandoms that I hold dear. They don't make any sense, but yet they still spread. And I'll be hearing them until I drop dead.
Did you hear in Sarah Jane Adventures Season 2? Joe Grant comes back and they build a robot cat to replace K-9.
A robot cat? Really? You know, I got something to say about that. Because when I say robot, you say cat. Robot.
Cat.
Robot.
Cat.
And later on, when the shows reveal the plots they tried hard to conceal, the fans that guess correct all cheer. The ones who didn't, never fear, because their ideas don't easily die. What do they do? Oh my, if speculation didn't catch your ire, fan fiction's where they retire. No! I'm sick of all the rumors I hear regarding all the fandoms that I hold dear. They don't make any sense, but yet they still spread. And I'll be hearing them until I drop dead. I'm sick of all the rumors I hear regarding all the fandoms that I hold dear. They don't make any sense, but yet they still spread. And I'll be hearing them until I drop dead.
There's going to be a Star Wars Episode 7 with Britney Spears and Luke's daughter. She sings to her lightsaber in order to raise it.
Must resist phallic itch.
In Futurama, she kicks her fighting conquered Ultron through the I-8. Luke gets humiliated by Brandon and killed by Yunita. Yunita. His wife.
Lore would eat Brannigan first.
Did you hear in season 30 of Doctor Who? Martha will be Davros' love slave. And Rose is back with a super new diet.
I really doubt. Thank you. That's, like I said, that's one of the new tracks on my new album, But Wait, There's More. I wrote that one from scratch. It was not a parody.